Now that you have some insights on how to take your rapport skills beyond the normal levels, let's have a look at the signal recognition systems. Now, it's very important that you learn to see the world as it is, not as you want it to be. A lot of people go through the world and all they see is the thing they expect to be there, the things that they want to be there. It's very important that you first of all realize what is actually out there, and secondly, learn to recognize the signals that you're being successful with whatever you're doing. You see, Milton Erickson, the psychiatrist that employed hypnosis a long time before he was officially allowed to, had such a wonderful sense of recognizing other people's signals. He could literally tell if a woman had had an affair by the way that she walked into his office and sat down in the chair. One lady walked in, sat down in the chair, and said to him, "Well, I have a problem, and I've seen hundreds of psychiatrists, and to be honest with you, I don't know why I'm here, because I don't think you can help me either. You won't even know what the problem is, like all the others." Erickson took one look at her and said, "Madam, I think I know exactly what you've come here for. In a moment, I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock and surprise you. And once I've told you this, you'll realize that I am the right therapist to be working with you." Then he leaned forward and he said, "Madam, how long have you been a woman for?" Now, what was happening there is, the lady walked in, it turns out, actually was not a woman, but was actually a man. Erickson had done something very, very clever. He'd recognized a certain signal that gave away that this was not a natural woman. You see, when a woman develops and first starts growing breasts, she begins to learn how to move her hand around the breasts automatically so that it doesn't keep bumping into them. This man, who had had every other mannerism of a woman down, so that he looked, acted, and sounded just like a real woman, had actually brushed past his own breasts on the way to picking some lint off his shoulder, in such a way that Erickson instantly knew that this was not someone used to maneuvering around his own chest. And that told him all he needed to know. Think about it. Such a small signal will give him so much information. In a similar event, he was walking through a hospital he was working in one day when a colleague of his, a female doctor, walked past him. And just as she comes up to him, Erickson turns around and says, "Congratulations on your new pregnancy." The woman went into shock and she said, "Dr. Erickson, how did you know I was pregnant? In fact, I myself am only just coming back from my doctor now who told me the news this morning." You see, what Erickson had done there is he realized again that when a woman becomes pregnant, there are certain changes that occur in her body. There are micro changes in the way that her pelvis is structured, and even her hairline will move up by a fraction or two. And Erickson had such acute visual recognition that he noticed that this person had changed from the last time he saw her in that tiny amount, but it was enough to tell him that she was pregnant. So now we're going to focus our attention on creating that kind of exquisite signal recognition systems in you, so that you can see when people are going to trance, and you can see when people are responding to you in the way you want them to. Now, a lot of the things that we'll be covering will be based around exercises, so I'm going to save a lot of these things for the exercise section later. But we'll talk about a few principles first, and then we'll run through all of the exercises, both for rapport and for learning to recognize signals that people are actually responding to you hypnotically.